It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. Good morning. We can do this, can't we? We can handle today. There's nothing that you and I are going to face that we cannot come out victorious at the end of the day as long as we stay in Jesus. You say, well, how do you stay in Jesus? Well, remember, whenever you're born again, you are in Him. The Bible says that. You are in Christ Jesus. We live and move and have our being in Christ Jesus. Just like yesterday, I talked about the guy in the big diving suit. He was in a hostile environment, but he was in that suit, and as long as air kept coming down from above, he was just fine. And as long as you stay spiritually connected to Jesus, reading His Word, praising, praying, seeking Him, staying spiritually connected, you're going to be just fine, because the greater one indwells you. The greater one. That doesn't really have a lot of impact on some people, but has great impact on me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Whether that's another human being in the world, whether that are satanic spirits or Satan himself, prince and power of the air of this world system. The greater one is in me, but more than that, I am in Him. Now, in Ephesians it says, assuming that you have really heard Him and been taught by Him, as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in Him. You know, you go to college and you take philosophy courses and you got all these great thinkers, most of which are heathens. They're fools because they've said in their heart that there's no God, and they come up with all these philosophies and try to figure out what is truth, and ultimately they come to the conclusion there is no truth. There's nothing that's absolute. It's just relative. It just happens to be whatever it is at the time. That's a philosophy that has permeated our entire culture right now. And so you've got people making all of these sinful, wrong, distorted decisions, and they are being beat up on a daily basis. Now, Jesus taught this with a little parable. He said, you can know what a tree is by the fruit it produces. You don't have to be real astute at trees, but if you go out into the woods and here's this tree and it's got acorns all over it, you can pretty well say, that's an oak tree. Oak trees make acorns. Or you come by another tree and it's got these little brown nuts with these real spiky looking things around it. Well, there's two possibilities there. Could be a chestnut tree, could be a buckeye tree. How do you know? You know by the fruit that it's producing, let alone apple trees and other things. And so Jesus said, you'll know if an idea, a concept is right or wrong, good or bad, by the fruit it produces. You make this decision, this is the result of that decision. Was it good or was it bad? You say, well, I don't know what is good and what is bad. Well, therein is a problem. God is good, the devil's bad. If it is of the character and nature of God, it's good. Life is good. Health is good. Having your needs met, that's good. Having good relationships, friends, happiness, joy, that's good. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Being able to overcome jealous spirits, angry spirits, that's good. That's God. And so, assuming that you have really heard Him and been taught by Him, as all truth is in Jesus, That means math truth, chemistry truth, biological truth, all truth ultimately finds itself in him, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And it was the Word spoken that created everything that there is. So assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him, as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in him, strip yourselves of your former nature. You were just like the... See, don't judge yourself by what's supposed to be happening in your life. Well, what is happening to your neighbor? Your neighbor might not be covenant. Your neighbor might be unsaved. And he lives in an entirely different world. He does not... His citizenship is not in heaven. Jesus is not his Lord. The Word of God is not his constitution. He has no covenant. You know, once a month at our church, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's the initiation of the covenant of life. The bread represents his body, which was broken so that ours might be whole. The blood represents the covenant itself that took away our sins and made us new creations. We celebrate that. So it says, strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self. You say, oh, God, would you do that for me? I don't think he will, because that's not the command. It says here, strip yourself. You have to make the decision to do that. Strip yourself of your former nature. See, you were once lost, undone, but when you accepted Jesus Christ, you became a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5, you're now a new creation. You were a sinner, now you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We've been talking about being in Christ Jesus, being in him. So strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life, and become corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. See, a church that does not teach that when you are born again and saved and belong to Jesus, your lifestyle should change is not teaching you the truth. You don't go to church and supposedly become a Christian, be saved, and continue in a lifestyle of adultery and fornication. You don't do that. You don't continue to be a thief. You don't continue to be a liar. You don't continue to be ruled by jealous spirits and hate spirits. That's part of the old man. That's part of the old thing. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life, and become corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion. I like that word, delusion. We're deceived. People are deceived. That's why their lives are so messed up. They keep making decisions based on delusion that has been put there by satanic spirits. Well, we're going to play for you. Dan Malone's going to sing probably one of the 10 most loved hymns, and it's called In the Garden.
I come to the garden. Ever known. speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. I'd stay in the garden with him all the night. Around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Dan Maloon in the garden. So, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self. You know, it's like, remember Flip Wilson? You got to be old enough, but Flip Wilson was a comedian that was on TV. And one of his famous sayings was, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Devil can't make you do anything if you belong to Jesus Christ, because greater ones in you. You have authority over him. You have authority over the flesh. You have authority over the unrenewed old man. And it says, strip yourself of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life. We're going to get a new life here. We're going to get a whole new system that's going to begin. And blessings is going to come in place of the curse. The anointing is going to come to break the yoke, because we're going to put off that old man which characterized you, and we're going to have a man that is filled with the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom.